WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of common sense. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, finding inner strength through mind from this practice and journaling. You know, that feeling when life throws you a curveball. Maybe it's a deadline at work, a family drama, or even just that persistent traffic jam on your way to work. Ever feel like you're being tossed around like a rag doll in the chaos? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way to anchor yourself, find that center of calm, and build resilience in the face of whatever life throws your way. And guess what? It doesn't require some mystical retreat or superhuman abilities. We're talking about mindfulness practice and journaling, two simple yet incredibly powerful tools that can transform your inner landscape. Think of mindfulness like hitting the reset button on your mind. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. No dwelling on the past, no worrying about the future, just focusing on what's happening right now, whether it's the warmth of the sun on your skin or the sound of your breath. And here's the beauty of it. Mindfulness doesn't have to be complicated. You can practice it anywhere, anytime. Take 5 minutes to close your eyes, focus on your breath, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Like a gentle wave washing over you, then receding back into the ocean. Journaling, on the other hand, is your chance to get all those swirling thoughts out of your head and onto paper. Think of it as a conversation with yourself, where you can explore your emotions, process experiences, and gain clarity. So why are these practices so powerful? Well, for starters, they help build self-awareness, that awareness of your own thoughts, feelings, and reactions. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you through life's twists and turns. When you're aware of what's going on inside you, you can make more conscious choices and respond to situations with greater intention. Secondly, mindfulness and journaling help manage stress. In today's fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, deadlines, notifications, emails, social media never ends. Practicing mindfulness is like taking a mental break from the noise, allowing your mind to relax and recharge. Journaling can also be an incredibly cathartic way to release pent-up emotions and gain perspective on challenging situations. Think about it like this. Imagine you're carrying around a heavy backpack filled with worries and anxieties. Mindfulness practice is like taking some of those things out of the bag, one by one, and journaling is like writing down what's left so you can see it more clearly. Here's a real-world example. Imagine your coworker just slammed the door in your face after a heated argument. Your mind is racing anger, frustration, hurt, all swirling around like a tornado. Now, if you're practicing mindfulness, you might take a few deep breaths, noticing the tightness in your chest and the heat rising in your cheeks. Instead of reacting impulsively, you pause, observe your emotions without judgment, and allow them to pass. You can even jot down those feelings in your journal, feeling frustrated and hurt after that argument with coworker's name. Journaling allows you to process these complex emotions in a safe space. It helps you understand the root of your anger, maybe realizing that it stems from feeling undervalued or disrespected. This newfound awareness empowers you to respond to the situation more calmly and effectively, perhaps by initiating a respectful conversation with your coworker later on. So there you have it, mindfulness practice and journaling. They're secret weapons for building inner strength and navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming some super Zen master overnight. It's about incorporating small practices into your daily routine that gradually shift your perspective and empower you to live a more intentional and fulfilling life. Ready to take action? I challenge you to try a 5-minute mindfulness exercise today. Just focus on your breath and observe your thoughts without judgment. Then spend a few minutes journaling about what's on your mind. Share your experiences in the comments below or tag me on social media using #EverydayStoicism. Keep that stoic spirit alive. We'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of wisdom and real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.